Okay, we are up to Siman Samach Zayin, Sif Aleph, and I would like to actually learn Bezer Hashem the entire Siman tonight, which is just one Sif. It includes some really important points with regard to Mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzayim, which is very relevant on a day-to-day basis, so we'll be hopefully touching on this Mishneh Berurah as well. Prior to starting, though, I just want to point out that next week there will be no share, no live share anyway. I'm sorry about that. I'm myself being away for a few days, so there will be no share, unfortunately. However, Ms. Vigod has kindly agreed to. I don't know what the system is exactly. I didn't quite get it. What is the system exactly? You'll sort it out. Okay, so all my part is I'm going to record it and put it through the door. For further details, please ask Mr. Vigoda for details. Okay, good. Beseda. Very good. Okay, thank you very much for that. So, thank you very much. And those who don't have access to, I don't know how you're going to be able to, we have to ask you, I don't know exactly how you, I'm sure you'll find a way to sort yourselves out. Okay. Siman Samach Zayin. Din Sofek Im Korah Kriya Shema. I just said, I'm sure there's no shir next week, but there will be a way that you, if you want the shir, to get a text messages.
Yes.
Okay, so there's no shir next week, but Mr. Vigod has kindly agreed to sort it all out. Okay, so thank you very much. Okay, so then Sofek Im Korah Kriya Shema. Okay, this siman officially initially discusses what happens if somebody doesn't know if he said Shema or not. He has forgotten, Sofek is in doubt as to whether he's actually said Shema or not. Sif Aleph. Sofek Im Korah Kriyas Shema. A person who does simply not know if he has said Shema or not. He doesn't know if he said Shema or not. What's the halacha? Choyzeir, he goes back, ve'koyre, and he reads, u'mevoreich, and he makes a bracha, bracha is kriyas shema, lefoneo, before, ve'lachreon, after. So this is talking about a person who is completely forgotten, totally and utterly forgotten, if he said shema, and it's relevant brachas, he's completely and utterly forgotten, if he said shema. And not only has forgotten if he said Shema, he's also forgotten if he said the Baches Shema, Birkes Shema. He's completely forgotten. So the halach is, he should go back and say, well, it might not be going back, but he should go and say Shema. Avor, but, im yoidea shekro, if he does know for a fact that he has read Shema, elo, only, shemesupak is in doubt, im berech lefoneh v'leachreo, he knows he has said Shema. But he's in doubt if he's made a bracha before and after. He doesn't go back and say. So if he knows he said Shema, but he just doesn't know if he said it's brachas, then he doesn't have to go back and say it. Now, there is a point over here, which actually is not discussed in the Mishneh Berurah. I'm not quite sure what the answer is. I'm not quite sure. Maybe we can come to an answer over here. Mishneh Berurah doesn't discuss that. But if you think about this person, what kind of person is that? He is totally unaware as to whether he's recited Shema or not. We don't know. Pardon?
Purim.
How did he say Purim? How did he say Shema? Well, he was in a state of Sheker, or he just doesn't remember because he was a Sheker? Okay, if he said in a state of Sheker, that's a problem anyway.
Yes.
He can't say when Shema when you're a Sheker.
Yes.
So what happened was that he was sober, and then he drank, and now he doesn't remember what happened before. Okay, that's an interesting case. I agree. That's a good case. That's a way. We're just trying to establish how can it be that a person doesn't know if he said Shema or not. What kind of Shema is it? Pardon?
Then he became sober again.
Yeah, and he just doesn't know what happened beforehand.
People are on medicine, you know,
and they forget things. Yeah, very good. I like that as well. I like that point. No, because I'm bothered about the fact that surely somebody who said Shema and he doesn't recall, he doesn't know if he said Shema or not. Now, but he's like, what kind of Shema is that? You know, can he be Yotze with that kind of Shema? Can he be Yotze by saying a Shema that you don't remember if you actually said it or not? Now, what kind of shema does that look like? So now I agree that that's a very important. I think that's a very good.
General anesthetic, if you have an operation.
Yeah.
The rest of the week, the drug is in your blood.
In your blood still, and then it's very.
Same person. I'm telling you from experience.
Yeah.
Take like a good 4 or 5 days.
Until actually to come back to yourself. Okay, that's so good. I think that's a very good answer. That's a very good answer. Yeah, what do you want? Yeah?
So I think it's unusual that someone would say Shema with the brachas without doubling the Olam Ma'ariv. Either you're going to say Shema on its own, for whatever reason, or you're going to say
okay, the reason why we distinguish between brachas and actual Shema, yeah, that you're going to see shortly in Mishnah Berurah, okay? Good, basically, that's right, but there's still a difference between Sofit Dores and Sofit Dabon, we'll get to that.
It's just the way the question is phrased, it seems...
Right, I hear that, yeah. You're probably going to be the same Sofik. Good. But we'll still see Mishnah Berurah cotton base. Yeah.
In case you're interested, I saw an article a long time ago. After 9/11, apparently everyone in New York was in a state of shock for at least a couple of months afterwards. They were cassated, they'd be missing meetings and appointments and like
really?
Getting everything, and they were just
so really
stunned that they were clinically like. They just couldn't.
Really? That's very interesting. Okay. So again, the question was, how can it be that a person is in a state, he doesn't know if he said Shema or not? How can you be yoitz that? How can that be? What kind of... So we have got two answers. One is that somebody was on the general anesthetics, and that's definitely, I can really... Who's on a matzav of a person was in a state of shock. I hear that. So then you have memory gaps and memory loss for quite a time afterwards, and therefore a person could potentially be in a doubt as to whether they said Shema or not. Well, we know that somebody who had no kavana whatsoever during the first pasuk of Shema, he's not yoitzer and choizev ekoire. So, although you're right, there's a machloek with regards to the rest of Shema, it's the rest of the rabbanon. But surely, with regards to the first pasuk of Shema, if there was no kavana whatsoever, then he's not yoitzer. At the very least, that.
Do you?
Yeah.
If you do tachan and you don't have kavana by the first pasuk, can you just say the first pasuk?
Yeah. Interesting. The poskim say she's a baruch shem as well. But yes, you should definitely, if a person, I don't want to cause any OCDs, but definitely, if somebody is not sure as to whether he had, if a person thinks he probably had no kavanah whatsoever during the first pasuk, I think Allah Lamaisa, I don't know what you think about saying. If a person thinks he didn't have kavanah, he really, it depends when your suffix arises, maybe a little bit. But if just after Shemona, you think that you didn't have kavanah at all, One should probably. Now the poskim do distinguish. Actually, it's interesting. The poskim do distinguish. If suddenly you have at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you suddenly think, "Oh, actually, how was my shema like in the morning?" And you say, "Oh no, I better go and start." That might not be that probably not. That doesn't go that far. You don't have to start saying over shema at 3 o'clock. You think, "Oh, actually, how?" No, it's probably just very much. If the doubt only happens very late, then it probably doesn't. You don't have to go over it again. Some poskim want to say, "Yeah." Good. So if you for sure said the brachas, if you for sure said the brachas, you didn't say Shema. Okay, good. That we'll see. Actually, that boils down to the Mishnah Berurah here. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah said that if somebody suffocating said Shema, he goes back and he says it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, have cotton base. Choyze v'koyre. The reason is as follows. Hatam. The Kaimelon, we paskin. Kira Shema de Reise. We paskin that Kira Shema is min ha-toyre. Klema. Tohot, except that the Pasuk says, Vedibar Tobom, Peshiftecho beveisecho. That the Pasuk says, Vedibar Tobom, Peshiftecho beveisecho. Koi is referring to a parasha Zugufa. He's talking about it itself. Shechayiv ledabe boi beshah shchivo ve'amide. When the Pasuk says, Vedibar Tobom, you should talk about it. Peshiftecho beveisecho is actually referring to the parasha itself. It's talking about Shema. And you must recite Shema on a daily basis. Levichach, therefore, im nistapek, if he's in doubt, im koro oilav, if he's in doubt as to whether he said Shema or not, chayev lachzoir, he's obligated to go back and say Shema, velikos kichol sfeik deraisa. This is in line with the general rule of sfeika deraisa lechumra. Any doubt that is with regards to a Torah obligation, we go back. And anything which is in, and anything which is a suffix with regards to the Rabbanon, Lekola. But the Shema, at the very least, the first pasuk is Milayisa. So if you're in doubt, you have to say it again. Sivkot and Gimel Mevorich. Lichoyra calls it Dafka B'Shaloi of Akriya Shema. Says the Mishneh Berurah. This is only the whole halacha that we're learning now, that you need to go back and say Shema. This is all only B'Shaloi of Akriya Shema. This is only if it's still the right time to say Shema. Avol Be'Ava Zman Shal Gimel Choice. But if you're talking about after the subsman Kriya Shema, then Shuvenei Mevorich Lelefoneo V'Lelacheo Machmasofek, he won't go back and say the brachas to suav leisfeket rabbonon. So the Mishneh Berurah says that we said that somebody doesn't recall, it doesn't have no idea. Did I say Shema? Did I say the brachas? I have no idea what happened. So Allah Shulchan Aruch said, go back and say Shema with its brachas. Sofek derais lechume. So this is only true if it's still the right time to say Shema. If you have passed the time to say Shema, then you certainly won't say the brachas. That's what he says. But then continues the Mishneh Berurah, and that's what leads us to a very important and a very relevant discussion. Says the Mishneh Berurah, actually, one has to know the following. He said that actually this is not true. If you are in doubt as to whether you said Shema and its brachas, and it's the past the 3 hours, it's untrue to say that you don't say the brachas. You have to say Shema, but you have to say the brachas as well, says the Mishneh Berurah. And why is that so? The zman zechiras yetzias mitzayim nimshach gam ken achakach. Because the zman of zechiras yetzias mitzayim applies for the entire day. Kmo shekosam morgen avom lekamon simen ein himkenu chay v'dani al kuponim v'vikas emes v'yatzav asho revies. Kedal simen unches. Says the Mishneh Berurah that there is an obligation to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, although it may be true that after 3 hours there is no per se obligation to say the brachas anymore, but really there is still an obligation to say brachas, because the brachas of Kriyas Shema, we all know, has mentioned Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you have every single day we have an obligation to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, if you failed or you're in doubt as to whether you said the brachas of Kriyas Shema, you must say it again, even to some extent it's Medin Torah, because of Kriyas Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, in other words, Halach Lemaisa, says the Mishneh Berurah, if you're in doubt as to whether you said Shema, and you're also in doubt as to whether you said the brachas of Shema, even if it's past the Zman, you must go and say it. You must go say the Shema, Sofek Dereisa, but not only the Shema you have to say, Sofek Dereisa, but all the brachas also, because of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The brachas include Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you must go through it every day. Now, I'm skipping 3 lines, and then I have Issa Bebrachas, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara in Brachas says, Sheim Amar Halacha Shemuska Beitzias Mitzrayim Yotza Yidei HaMitzvah Zaseh Shel HaZechira. The Mishneh Berurah goes a little bit, sidetracks a little bit, and he goes into the following. We all know there's an obligation to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day. The question, of course, is always, when we get to Pesach, to Leil HaSeida, always the question is, why are we making a big fast on Leil HaSeida? We always, why do we have Leila Seda? We think about Yetzias Mitzrayim. But really, we have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. Yeah, that's right, every single day. So what's the big fuss on Leila Seda? Really, we should have a Leila Seda every single night. Without matzahs, without moi, but we have to have we have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Fancy that? Leila Seda every night? Yeah? Yeah? So the question, because it's true, this is really true, there is an obligation to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every night. Why is Yetzias Mitzrayim so important? Why is it something that is so integral to our avodas Hashem? Okay, whether it's the aspect of the fact that we're slaves and we are freed, whether it's the aspect of emunah and bitochan, whether it's the aspect of we were slaves and now we are slaves to the Ribono Shel Olam, whether it's the aspect that so many point that to discuss that and to think about it, that's that, you know, it's not crucial. But the point is that we must remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every single night. Now, how do you remember that Yetzias Mitzrayim? Say, for argument's sake, I'm just saying, Rabbi Isai, tonight we are remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. And I say it in English. Have I fulfilled the mitzvah? Which is the Raisa Mitzvah, yes or no? Question number one. Question number two, what happens if I just can't, I've dashed enough for the day, and I want to just think about Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm thinking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm closing my eyes. If I manage to close my eyes without falling asleep, that is. And I close my eyes and I think about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. I don't utter a word. I don't verbalize. I don't voice anything. Have I fulfilled the Torah obligation of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Think about that. I'm taking out of my sperm shank a beautiful sefer, Sifsei Chaim on Pesach, which has loads of beautiful ma'amorim on Yetzias Mitzrayim. I take out the English art scroll, which is the most beautiful Haggadahs, which explain in great detail if I take it out and I don't read it loud, I don't learn it loud, I'm just skimming through it with my eyes. Have I fulfilled the Torah obligation of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a Torah obligation? Let's try to define how we fulfill the obligation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's really, really important because it's a Torah obligation which is upon us every single night. Yes?
It's the same shaila of the Zekira of Mechiyas Malek, that's also the writer, and the Chachamim were kind of formed
into to a large extent, yes, very comparable. Very comparable to Zekiras Mechiyas Malek. Very comparable. Very comparable, but this is a daily obligation. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to define that now, and I only have a few minutes. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. So the Mishnah Berurah Navyeh is a very important Mishnah Berurah because it goes into that point, in that discussion. How do we fulfill Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day? Says the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, Isa Bebrochas, the Gemara Bebrochas says, Sheim Amar Halacha, if a person mentions a Halacha, Shemuz Karba, that in it is mentioned, Yetzias Mitzrayim, since Mitzrayim is mentioned, Yotzo Yidei HaMitzvah Zaseh Shel Aschira, you fulfill the mitzvah. So if I mention a halacha which has Yetzias Mitzrayim, I fulfill the mitzvah. Kosav HaMogen Avrom, and the Mogen Avrom writes, V'nirali, it appears to me, Shekol Shkenim Om Ashira Sayom, if you say Az Yoshe of course talks about Kiryat Yamsuf. If you mention Shiras, if you daven Shiras Hayom, Yotzo, you are Yotze, the obligation of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is that? That's right, because you're talking about Kiryas Yamsuf, so by default, you are mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chasam Sofer Poligal Zeh, Chasam Sofer disagrees. The Begoksiv Leman Tiska Zyom Tseischo. And the Chasam Sofer disagrees. No, hold on a second. When you talk about Shiras Hayom, Oz Yoshe, what exactly are you talking about? Kiryas Yamsuf. And you're not talking about the day you're leaving Mitzrayim. It's two different parts. One is Yetzias Mitzrayim, and one is Kiryas Yamsuf. Of course, they are very connected. But it's not exactly that point. If the Torah says you have to remember the day you went out of Mitzrayim, that's not necessarily, you can't fulfill that obligation by talking about Kiryas Yamsuf. It's a slightly different aspect. For lo yidai b'mashiyis k'risho b'ayom, it's not good enough. You just mentioned you went through the Kiryas Yamsuf. It's good enough. V'iski imoy, the Chasam Sofer is v'iski imoy agon Rebbe Kiveiga b'chidushov. So we all know Chasam Sofer, the son-in-law of Rebbe Kiveiga. They both agree that you can't fulfill the obligation by Az Yoshe Ein Shom. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's not good enough to think about Kiryas Yamsuf or to say Shiras Hayom. You need to go through the actual Kiryas Yamsuf, actual Yetzias Mitzrayim.
When it says Omar, is that Dafka?
Yeah. Oh, very good question. Shemea Koine Shmir. I'm not sure. It's a very good point. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. No, we're going to go to it now. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. What happens? Can you fulfill the obligation by your thinking? Going back to our thinking shaila. Okay, says the Chofetz Chaim. I am behater b'shem Abes Yankov. The behater quotes the Abes Yankov. We prima gotim mistapik ze. V'shagas Arye erich lochich b'shas. V'shagas Arye paskens. Umasik di eino yoitze di choyva behiru. You're not yoitze. You need to physically verbalize Yetzias Mitzrayim. Thinking about Yetzias Mitzrayim is not good enough. It is poshut, b'gemora, in the Gemara, the Gan Belailot, tzorich la'ask Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, only by day you have to think about Yetzias Mitzrayim, by night as well. And the primogodim, the mistapegim, or the reis of the Rabbonon, this is a primogodim who is in doubt as to whether by night it's the reis of the Rabbonon, v'nafkeminin in tzveka, the difference will be as to whether, if you're in doubt, as to whether you have to go over it or not. But the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'shagis Arya Simen Cheskas Beedu Dereisa." We pass Kalach LeMaisel to Dereisa. So you, the Mishnah Berurah passes, you have to verbalize it Yetzias Mitzrayim. Point number one. Point number two, you have to say it in the morning and you have to say it by night. Going back, therefore, to the Emes V'Yatziv. If we say Emes V'Yatziv, then it's very, the main part of Emes V'Yatziv, Emes V'Emunah as well, is the main part of it is, we mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim. The whole brachas after Shema, we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why it's probably, to some extent, a Torah obligation. And that's why, going back to that's how the Mishnah Berurah started the discussion. If a person is unsure as to whether he said Shema, Sofek, Dereisa, you have to say Shema again. If somebody's in, and not only that, but you also have to go through the brachas as well. Because the brachas has an element, has a shmek, has a smell of Dereisa as well. Because you're mentioning it, it's Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's Yetzias Mitzrayim is Dereisa. You have to remember it's Yetzias Mitzrayim every single night, as well as by day. And what happens, Rabbeisai, if you said a very interesting shayla, and we're going to finish off with that. What happens, Rabbeisai, if a person said Maariv, he davened Maariv before Nacht, or Ben Hashmoshes? Is he, and he said, and does he, what is it, has he fulfilled his obligation of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Yes or no?
Yeah, but not Shema.
Not Shema? Why not Shema? It's not the time yet. What about Zechirat Yetziat Mitzrayim?
Obviously, yeah.
Oh, he has fulfilled.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he read it. He didn't. He,
but we was. But you told me that for Shema he didn't fulfill because it wasn't the time yet. So why is that?
Because he already covered by the morning.
But you have this Mishnah. Good. The morning one. You're right. The morning one. But in the night we have to
so
say
how many times you need to remember.
Twice. Once by day and once by night. And this is called night?
No.
Oh, so according to you, and the Tzimi Mishnah Berurah says that. Yeah, no, good. So says the Mishnah Berurah the following. The Bein HaShmoshes, Sfeikahu, we say it's a Sofek. Why Bein HaShmoshes always a Sfeikah? V'Sfeikah D'Raisa L'Chomra. V'Chen Mit Sofek D'Raisa L'Chomra. V'Sfeikah Mashma Baram HaPek Alas Mil Chazki HaShma To D'Raisa Kmoshik L'Pim Gadam HaAtzmoy. Aboy Yisrael, from this comes out, Mamash HaLoch HaLamaisa. Mamash HaLoch HaLamaisa. If we daven mincha maariv, we daven before nacht. And so we all know, it's common knowledge, that you have to say Shema later on again. Because you did, it wasn't nacht yet, you have to say Shema by nacht. But according to this Mishnah over here, it appears that we have, besides the obligation of saying Shema, there's another Torah obligation which we have to say by night, which is what? The obligation of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It could be it's Dereisa. And he said that, Ben Hashmosh is in a Yoitze. So it comes out that you have to say that by Nacht as well. You have to therefore say Zechiras, you have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim together with Shema afterwards when it's after Nacht. How are you going to do that? So we said now you can't just take out an English, whatever it is, and just think it in your mind about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It won't be good enough because we said, Hiru Relaf Kedibo. Hiru is not like speaking. You have to verbalize it, you have to say it. So you have to therefore, you can't even say as Yoshe. Because as Yoshe is speaking about, if you want to say as Yoshe by night, you're not fulfilling because he's only talking about Kiyaz Yamsov, it's not about Tzitz Mitzrayim. So what do you have to end up doing? You have to go through your Kiyash Malamita, you have to find any other place that you mentioned Tzitz Mitzrayim properly and thoroughly. Rabbi Kagan, I think that if you do that, you are doing the mitzvah in the most mahudadig way. Do you know why? Because it actually goes through your brain, as opposed to just. I think if you actually say that, I think it's a. He doesn't say anywhere has to be in Lashon HaKodesh, as far as I know. If you say it like that, it's, I think, mahudah shem mahudah. Right. Yeah, very good, yeah. No. Okay, so just to recap what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoy. So you learned, Shulchan Aruch, Simon Samach Zayin teaches us, somebody's not sure if he said Shema. We spoke about some very interesting examples. The halacha then is, he has to go over it and say Shema again. He also has, if he doesn't know if he said Boches Kiyashma or not, he has to say the Boches Lefoneo and Achareo. If a person knows he said Shema, but he's not sure if he says the Boches, then he doesn't have to go. But we learned, the Mishneh Berurah says that it's based on the rule of Safek Deraisa Lechumre, and we then also learned that Halacha Lemaaseh, Mishneh Berurah then goes into the discussion of Boches. Of Boches Kiyas Shema, which include the very important concept of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Mishmur then reminds us that there's an obligation by day, there's an obligation by night, and he tells us it has to be after Nacht. He tells us that Hiru Olav Kedibu, and he tells us that you can't be Yotze by just saying the Ozoshe, because it's talking about Kiyas Yam, so if not Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Mishmur will make sure that we realize you're not fulfilling the obligation by Nashmoshes, it has to be by Nacht. And this is that's what we cover tonight, Beis Hashem. And just to remind us, next weekend is no share, but they will be kindly done digitally in advance. So I wish you all a very good Shabbos and.